Welcome back.
Double teamed fam. How are we doing today? The weather in LA is finally looking good. Good so far.
It's sunny.
It's sunny.
It's giving spring today.
Can't say it's been giving spring the last few days, but yeah, it's been good. Let's hope it stays that way.
How are we, guys? How are we doing? How are y'all?
Oh, Mercury has stationed retrograde, my friends. Don't sign any important contracts.
Don't make any big purchases.
Don't send that risky text. Just wait it out.
You might run into an ex.
I already have.
And if you're a cardinal sign, Aries, Cancer, Capricorn, Libra, you're going to feel this the most. Gemini and Virgo, you're also going to be feeling this.
Yep.
Because this Mercury retrograde is happening in Aries.
And then for Gemini and Virgo, it's your home ruler. So that's why you're going to feel it too. It ends April 25th. So strap in and strap on because it is 3 weeks of this shiz. So, and we've got the eclipse on Monday. The energy right now, it's giving charged. So if you're feeling any type of way, that's probably why. So that's our little astro update.
I'm going to give y'all a little affirmation. So I downloaded this affirmation app to help cure my... my depression. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm finally feeling like my confidence is coming back and I'm feeling a little bit more like myself. And I downloaded this affirmations app that's so cute. And it sends me like different affirmations throughout the day. And they're usually like pretty spot on. Anyways, so today's affirmation is I refuse to let stress affect my health. That's pretty good.
I refuse to let stress affect my health.
Yeah, because it definitely can. I mean, like, if you're stressed, you might not be sleeping as well. Your diet might not be as good.
Yeah, it can affect a lot of things.
Yeah.
What else?
Besides the astro update, I didn't have much to report. I want to get into the main topic, which will be the birthday orgy that I attended. But before we get into that, Cammy was listening to this TikTok before we hopped on to this recording, and the TikTok said, this girl was like, it might be a little bit of a hot take, but I think men and women that are attracted to each other can have a platonic friendship. And I just wanted to add to that. I think that's totally possible. However, they need to release the sexual tension at some point, one way or another. Either acknowledge it and just be like, yo, I would fuck you, but we're friends, so it's not gonna happen.
Or just do it.
Or just do it to, like, remove the curiosity and be like, okay, that's what they're like in bed. Now let's just be friends. Because we know this isn't going to work out long term. Or whatever. Or three, send a nude. I don't know.
I want to give an example to this.
Okay.
Because, like, for example, me and Pete, which I've talked about Pete on the pod before. He lives in Colorado. He's an influencer on
TikTok.
Y'all,
Pete is a dime and a half.
Pete is my future husband. And I say
that. Here you are like, we're platonic friends.
I say that in the sense that like we have a pact that if we're not married by 40, we'll marry each other.
So
Pete is,
and we'll call each other like future husband, future wife, just, you know.
He's a stud of a man.
For the fun of it.
Great sense of humor, phenomenal human being.
I just love him.
But, good dude,
yeah.
At the same time, like, we really are just, like, really, really good friends. We, you know, we talk about our dating lives to each other. We, you know, support each other, affirm each other. We'll
text, helps me with my dating
vent,
life.
Whatever, you know. And it's not like we talk every day. But we do talk frequently. And so, yeah, we fucked. We had sex.
Do you feel like that released the tension, that was the sexual tension between you both? And now you can move on and have a continued platonic friendship.
Yeah. And I think like with Pete, like it could go both ways. Like I could definitely fuck him again.
Yeah.
But I would also just be okay if we never had sex again for the rest of our lives and just remained friends.
Okay. You know?
That's what I was going to ask, yeah.
So it's just like, you know, it can happen. And like, take for instance, like my ex, Cody. Cody and I had a relationship.
That's a little different because you had a relationship. So like you went through that. Like I'm still friends with a lot of dudes that I've hooked up with.
No, yeah. But that's what I was going to say is like now we just have like a healthy friendship that will never be physical. But it's like a healthy friendship. But we have fucked in the past.
Yeah. Like our climbing buddy, Chris, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Him and I remember we were actually climbing with someone else and they were like, and they asked her like, how'd you two meet? And I was like, Bumble. We met on Bumble. We fucked a few times, decided we were just better off as friends. And now we're still years later, great friends. And I have a ton of those guys like that. But that's a little bit different because like we started off like with the intention of like dating, realized we're better off as friends. And then like, you know, kept it that way. But like if it is you start off as friends, there is a mutual attraction. And then, you know, I think there's always that like fork in the road. Like, do you explore it or do you just like remain friends? And I think if you go down the route of remain friends, you absolutely can do that. You just need to acknowledge the either attraction or sexual tension at some point and figure out what to do about it.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'm thinking. Like with Pete, like since he lives far away, we never really thought it'd be like, oh, let's, you know, explore dating. No, it was more like, oh, let's just talk to each other.
Yeah. But you would date Pete.
I go back on that sometimes because I feel like I just love our friendship. I would only want to date if I knew it was going to be like really successful.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to ruin the friendship. Mm-hmm. And see, that's kind of a tricky place to be because then it's like, you know, what if you could have a great marriage, but you're just exactly. like so focused on preserving the friendship that you don't.
Exactly.
But I also believe that like,
maybe we should just skip straight to marriage. And
no, but I was going to say, I also believe that like you would know, like if it was meant to.
No, exactly. Yeah. And it's just, it's so comfortable with him as a friend. Yeah. And I truly appreciate the friendship so much that it's like, I don't need it to progress.
Yeah.
You know, not that it could anyway. He lives far away.
So. And if it ever did, maybe then it would naturally. Like, I remember I one of my friends, I went to her wedding a few years ago, maybe a year or two ago. And the guy that she married, they started off as friends. And they were friends for just, like, years.
Who?
My realtor.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, they were friends for years. And then one day, they just, like, and they always saw each other as, like, just friends. Maybe there was a mutual attraction. And then one day it was just something happened and things changed and then they dated for many years and now they got married. So it's like, you know,
there can always can be change. And I think like that's the beautiful thing about like friendships, relationships is if you know, I don't think we need to follow society's model in the sense that like, oh, once it's over, that's it, close the door, keep going, move on, have fun, bye. You know, like I remember I was reading this one post and it was talking about, it was, the post was basically saying, like, if you've ever been divorced and got back together, like, how was, what was that like, you know? And a bunch of people were commenting, and I remember one person was like, he was like, my brother and his wife split up for 3 years, and then they got back together and got remarried. They just needed those 3 years apart, and now they've been together ever since, you know? And it's, like, stories like that, and it's, like, you, if you... You know, and then I think about like my friend's mom, who she lost her husband, who she had been with for God, decades. And then like a year or two later, started dating her previous ex-husband.
Are they still together?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she, you know, so it was like decades later, they got back together. So it's like, you know, sometimes that door may close, but you never know. It could open again at some point.
I always, but here's the thing. You can always leave the door open. You just don't hold it. That door can remain open. Just don't sit there and hold it.
Yeah, that's, don't waste your time.
Yeah, that's what
you
I'm
know,
saying.
Don't
I feel like a lot of us waste our time holding the door open. And it's like, you can just leave it open and walk away.
You don't have to hold it open.
See if the person comes back in the room.
And see if they come back. Yeah.
Or maybe you go back into their room.
I'm trying to practice that. But anyways. But yeah, that was just something I was thinking about.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, okay, so I went to this birthday orgy.
And it was so fun. Okay, so I'll give you guys the whole spiel. And I will say on our YouTube comment of the of our episode, I think it was last week, someone was saying that, you know, they love hearing everything we have to say, but they really miss like the raunchy, funny stories. And I am so sorry, guys, that I just have not been so sexually active.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what.
I'm sorry that I have not been so sexually active that I'm not at the point where I'm like, I have all these wild, crazy sex stories all the time. But they do happen occasionally, okay, like in this instance. So here is an episode for that guy and his comment, because here are going to be my wild, raunchy stories.
Anyways, now, I did not go to this party.
Kimmy was invited. However, it was more of an orgy. And like we've said before, we have a rule. If the play party is under 40 to 50 people, we won't attend together, because there needs to be enough room and enough people for us to be able to avoid each other well. That's why we usually try to, we only go to parties together if it's like over 60. So that night I stayed home, watched some TV. I folded laundry, I think. I know, I came home from the play party and found a stack of my laundry folded on my bed. Thank you. I forgot to thank you for that.
I took some shroomy shrooms for myself. And
I found her passed out on the couch. With the neighbor when I came back home.
We both took a little bit of shrooms and passed out on the couch.
That was not as exciting as the folded laundry, but I digress. However, anyways, okay, so basically our friend, it was his birthday, his girlfriend wanted to throw like a play party. It was more of an orgy. She wanted to throw an orgy for him, and so she did. They sent everyone the invite. And I just have so many funny stories from this. Okay, so there was a group chat. And I love when there's a group chat before the play party. Or I remember before Nate's party, there was that party full and everyone was like popping off in the comments, sending pictures. Like everyone's getting like super wound up. And like I always just think it's so fun when there's like that group chat or that party full beforehand where everyone can just like really start to like build the energy. So the group chat was super fun. And I remember asking if it was cool to bring a penis pump. Everyone was like, absolutely bring the penis pump, even though I forgot it, unfortunately, the bathmate one.
Sorry, bathmate.
Yeah, sorry, bathmate. I really wanted to bring it. But the reason why I forgot it was because I asked in the group chat for this play party or this orgy. I was like, hey, is there going to be cake? And the girlfriend of the birthday boy.
Wait, hold on. I do want to say everybody seemed really excited about the potential penis pump being there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, let me get to that later. Okay. Anyways, I asked the girlfriend hosting the orgy. I was like, hey, will there be cake? And she was like, it basically was not on her list to get cake, but a few people expressed interest in cake. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take it upon myself to bring cake. Because you can't, in my opinion, like, how can you throw a birthday orgy without cake? You can't. You need cake. So,
are you going to throw a birthday orgy?
For who? Myself?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. Depends on where I am in my relational status, I guess, at that point. What? Anyways, okay. So I got ready to go to the orgy, and I'll call it a play party just so I don't have to bleep out orgy on TikTok every single time I post a clip. So I got ready for the play party and I went to Whole Foods and picked up a cake. And let me just say, Whole Foods actually has like a really good cake selection. Like I found this super cute like vanilla birthday cake with sprinkles on it. It was adorable. I grabbed that one. And then I went to my friend's house and then we carpooled to the play party from there. Anyways, so we'd never been to this house before. It was an interesting house. It was huge, but it was like under construction. Like I think they bought it to like renovate, and it had like a lot of like really interesting nooks and crannies. The theme of the play party was like Roman orgy. So they asked all the guys to wear like their gladiator gear and all the women to be like the goddesses and the empresses, you know, of the Roman Empire. So I wore this like white see-through dress with like a gold arm cuff and like a red thong underneath. It was really cute. I felt really hot. The outfits, everyone really went all out for the theme, and I loved that. And I even told the host this. They chose a phenomenal group of people. A lot of these people, Cammie and I, like, we are very, very great friends with them. Like, everyone there, like, we pretty much knew, except the owner of the house. The owner of the house, no one had met before. Homie was tall, hot, ripped. We were all interested in him. I'm going to get to that later, but let me just set the scene that the owner of the house was indeed a stud. Anyways, okay, so everyone shows up. We're all, you know, we're just starting to mingle, getting the lay of the land, trying to figure out where the bathrooms are in this house because there is just, it's like a maze. And, but mainly all of us are like in the attic area kind of space. It's more like a loft. And they put, like, okay, a bunch of mattresses in there. And that's where, like, pretty much everyone stayed.
So it was in, like, one room.
It was in one room. So I'm glad you didn't come.
Yeah, so definitely couldn't have gone together. It
definitely would not have worked. Yeah. So everyone was in one room. They had, like, a little charcuterie board. And I love food at play parties. I was a fan of the charcuterie board. But a few people were saying they prefer not to eat cheese at a play party. And I totally get that.
But it is yummy to have cheese and crackers.
It is. But I really think the best play party foods, in my opinion, from all the play parties I've been to, the best play party foods are grapes.
Yes.
Chocolate covered almonds.
Gummy bears.
Jelly beans.
Okay.
And, there was one more.
Oh, raspberries.
Oh, strawberries. Yeah, strawberries are good.
Raspberries.
Raspberries are good too. Yeah. Strawberries, raspberries, chocolate covered strawberries.
And then at the end of the night, pizza.
Oh, yeah. I've been to a play party before where the host ordered pizza at like midnight. And it was really good. Yeah. I've always had the fantasy of like someone feeding me pizza while I get fucked. Oh, the charcuterie board at this orgy. I'm going to tell you a little story about the grapes later. It was really fun. Anyways, okay. So everyone's getting ready. We take like a really great group picture. I wish I could post this picture because like everyone's so hot in this orgy. However, to respect everyone's privacy, I will not. So even though I looked really good in that picture and my legs looked slick. Anyways, so at one point, the girlfriend of the birthday boy makes a little speech thanking everyone. And when she does that, or after she finishes the speech, I put two matches on the birthday cake because we couldn't find candles and I forgot to bring candles.
Oh, okay.
So we put two matches on the birthday cake and we all started singing happy birthday as I brought the cake to the birthday boy. And so he blew them out. And then when he did that, I had him lay down on a mattress that was kind of in the center of the room. I cut a slice of cake from the cake. I basically like put it on his abs and like used the butter knife. Let me clarify that it was a butter knife to like take some of the icing and like spread it all around like his like biceps and his legs. And I took like pieces of the cake and kind of like spread it around his abs. And then I invited everyone to eat the cake off his abs. So that's what we did. His girlfriend kind of like went at it first and, you know, was eating some of the cake off of him. And then I went at it. A bunch of the other girls did. At one point, there were like literally six girls eating cake off his abs. But my favorite was like, we looked at all the guys there and we're like, y'all get in here too. So like, he was eating cake off the birthday boy's abs. A few of the other guys chimed in. It was just really fun, really hot, really great. But I just, at one point, guys, I really loved the cake. I picked it out. It was really fucking good cake. It was delicious. And so at one point I like put my hair back in a ponytail and just like dove in. And I remember later one of my friends was like, you really went after that cake. He was like, the second I watched you tie your hair back in a ponytail, I was like, I knew she meant business. And I was like, I absolutely did. Probably one of my favorite parts was I like took a bunch of like the icing from the slice and some pieces and I was just like feeding it to the birthday boy and like making him lick the icing off of each one of my fingers. It was hot. There's a video of it. I wish I could share it. I cannot, but it was really hot.
Mm-mm. I was going to say, can you put it on like Patreon?
No, because it has his face.
Blur it out.
Oh, I could try that.
DT fam, we're back promoting our favorite gummies and pre-rolls via hemp.
I mean, they've got multiple uses, whether you want to, you know, take a high love and spice things up in the bedroom, or take a dream state and just chill out on the couch. Yeah, I mean, there's a gummy for everything. I don't know. We love them, so give them a try. They're super good.
And of course, we have a promo code for you. Go to viahemp.com and use code DTFAM for savings. Again, that is viahemp.com and use code DTFAM. I personally love, love, love their flow state. Those are my favorite. I think I have the most fun with those.
I have a high love.
The high love is good too, yeah.
Yeah. Check them out, guys.
Yep. Go to viahemp.com, use code DTFAM. Men, are you looking to maybe make your load size bigger or tastier?
It changes the taste?
Yeah, it says enhances the taste.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or maybe you just, you know, want to promote healthier sperm and have more confidence in the bedroom. Try Popstar. And actually, I'm thrilled to be working with Popstar because one of our friends reached out not that long ago and was like, hey, look at this brand. You should work with them. Popstar is a supplement that is doctor developed and formulated to help with stronger, more intense orgasms and more pleasurable experiences for you and your partner. So it increases your confidence in the bedroom, gives you larger semen loads. Maybe you're trying to make it rain on your boo. This is the product to take. And it enhances the taste. It is healthy and doctor tested, safe to put in your body, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade, all natural product. And of course, we have a promo code for you. If you head on over to popstarlabs.com and use code DTFAM, you'll get 20% off. Again, that is popstarlabs.com and use code DTFAM. So, Popstar, bigger loads, better taste. Popstar.
Yeah.
Post there's on that, Patreon.
There's yeah. That app that like blurs it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then from there, we all finished eating the slice of cake off his abs. And then the orgy kind of started.
And the orgy commenced.
The orgy commenced. Yes. I remember like I had so much icing all over my like nose and cheeks and mouth. I went to go wash up. Birthday boy went to wash up. Some of the other girls that had like icing all over them went to wash up. So yeah, it was just really fun. And that's, again, why you need to have a cake at a birthday orgy. Make it part of the event. Eat cake off the birthday person's body. It was hot.
It does sound fun.
It was really hot. And the cake was good.
I wish you would have brought me a slice.
I know. At the end of the night, I forgot to grab a slice. And I remember someone else the next day when we went to another party and saw them there, they were like, I really wish I had grabbed a slice of the cake. It was so good. And I was like, absolutely. Anyways, so from there at that point, like everyone just kind of started playing. This was a group of people that like everyone really knew each other really well. Like a lot of us have been friends for a long time. We've been playing together for a long time. So it's like, so we know them. And I love that because like when it's a really comfortable group of people like that, like it's just very uninhibited. I remember at one point it was me and two of my friends, both girls, and we were just like kind of sitting on one of the mattresses or like
the two girls that pegged me.
Yes, the two girls that pegged Cammy at one of the other parties. I was laying with them and we were just like basically watching everyone around us have sex. And it was so funny because like I told them later, I was like, we should have just had signs and like rating people because we were watching this one couple on this mattress across from us and we were all like, look at the aesthetic of it. Cause this girl was like pointing her toes. The guy's abs were just like popping. He was like really pounding into her and we were all like watching and impressed. And I remember at one point she like put her legs back in and we were like, no, put them back out. That looks hot. And so she like stuck them back out. I remember at another point we were watching on another mattress, one of the girls, it was her husband, pounding into another girl. And the girl was like, ooh, get it, poo-poo. She was like, man, he doesn't do that at home. It was so funny, like, the commentary that she had of, like, watching her husband have sex with someone else. It was hilarious. And I remember we watched one of my play partners hook up with a girl, and we were all like, well, fuck. And I remember the girl next to me, she was like, I didn't know his dick was that big. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, you have to, like, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually prepare for his dick sometimes. He's not as big as the 10-incher, but he's, like, a solid, like, 8.5 with, like, girth.
Who? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh,
you didn't know that? No, you've never seen him hard?
No.
It's impressive.
I've never seen.
And you would never guess, because he's kind of like, you know.
It's a big grower then.
It's a big grower, yeah. Yeah. But it's big.
I think I've seen him soft.
Really?
Yeah, when he, at Elle's house. When
yeah, but I'm just surprised. Like, at every play party, he's always, like, out and, like, erect. I'm surprised you haven't seen him.
Well, because a lot of the times, like, if I'm walking through a sex party, I'm not just, like, looking at the dicks. I'm just, you know, I'm looking at the faces. So
that's true. I mean, but sometimes you can't help but just, like, you know.
But sometimes, like, you know, whenever, like, you're walking by a naked guy at a play party and, you know, he's, like, erect or something, like, you almost, unless it's, like, weirdly massive, you almost just don't, like, see the. Does that make sense?
Yeah. In the way that, like, it hangs.
Yeah, like, it's just kind of, like, there, you know, like, yeah, and it just, yeah. Then, you know, it all just looks like just a bunch of dicks, penises.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was pretty hot. But now this is where we get back to the host of the party. So, or the, no, not the host of the party, the owner of the house. The owner of the house, none of us had ever played with him before. According to the couple that threw the orgy, he was brand new to the lifestyle and was very curious. So when they pitched, you know, the event, he was like, what if we host it here? And I'd love to come and just kind of see what happens. Anyway, so he was, for most of the, like, for a solid, like, hour or two of the evening, he was on one of the couches with one of the girls there just talking. Still okay. Fully clothed. She was fully clothed. Like, she had, like, a dress on. And he was, well, I guess I shouldn't say he was fully clothed. He had underwear and, like, a toga on. Anyways, and so they were just talking. And then at one point, we realized they started getting a little frisky. And when I say every girl in the room was like, I mean, for those of you that are not on YouTube, like, every girl in the room was, like, craning their neck to get a glimpse of him. Hard. We wanted to know what his dick looked like, okay? And on top of that,
we
wanted to see how he fucked. And let me just say, A, homie was packing. B, it looked like she was having a phenomenal time. So when I say all of us were like, damn, that's how everyone was. Yeah, all the girls. And there were probably like, what, 9 girls there, 9, 10 girls.
But you said he looked more nerdy. So like, that's more my type.
Yeah, so he was like, he had a great body, like my kind of body, like super ripped, abs, cut, everything, tall. He had to have been like probably 6'3"-ish. But yeah, the face was like giving nerdy-ish. Or like kind of, you know what I mean? Like it was like the
6'3" is a lot for me.
Boyish, nerdy, maybe. I don't know, but like
that's kind of the look I like.
Like he was like handsome, like he was cute. Like I'm not saying that like his face was cute, but I guess what I'm trying to say is like, don't picture like a super masculine face. Picture more like a boyish, nerdy face. It was cute. Anyways, he was attractive, very attractive. And so then for the most part, three girls that were, you know, watching the room fuck, shifted most of our attention to him. And like I said, they definitely looked like they were having a great time. And I was low key jealous. But yeah, also another really funny part. So two of our friends that attended, this play party, they'd recently had a baby. And because of that, they haven't been super active, like, sexually. So
I just remember at one point the wife was like sitting on a dude's lap on a couch that was like against one of the walls, and then on kind of like the left hand side of the room the husband was hooking up with a girl. And I just love these kind of moments at orgies. Like, it's like one of my favorite things, especially when you have a group that's so close. The husband was like on top, like just like pounding into this girl. And he goes, we'll say the wife's name is Emily. He goes, hey, Emily. And she looks over and he was like, I'm having sex. That's how he said it. And she was like, way to go, sweetie. I'm so proud of you. As she's like sitting on this guy's lap, you know, playing with him. And it was just a really endearing moment to watch. Everyone was kind of like laughing and, you know, at it. And I just remember at one point I looked over at him and I was like, still got it, George. Still got it. And he was like, hell yeah. Like, it was so funny. It was just like, it was a really cute, endearing moment. Go ahead.
But I'm glad that they are, you know, they're still remaining true to themselves, even after having a baby and, you know, attending parties and, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I think they're like definitely like, I don't think she's cleared to have sex yet, but like they're ready to like get back at it. I know they're like itching to do it.
It's beautiful.
I know. And that's one thing I love about that couple.
See, you can make it work.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing I love about that couple is that like they're both so very aligned sexually. Anyways, okay. Now, I went to this orgy thinking that I wasn't going to play. I wasn't feeling very sexual that night. Like I said, most of the time I was just like laying there with the other two girls and we were just like watching everyone around us have sex, which was really fun. And, you know, just kind of like being in the environment of it. But at one point, like I was hugging the birthday boy. And funny story about the birthday boy. I met the birthday boy, what was that, like a year or two ago?
Mm-hmm.
And when I met him, he was single. And I was definitely interested in him. And I gave him my number. We all went to go play paintball together. And I gave him my number. And I was just like letting him know that I was interested. But that was like literally right around the time that like his current girlfriend and him also had like recently met. And so like soon after I met him, they started dating. So it just like never aligned. But like I've always had an attraction towards him and like I think he's a really great person. So, but I never hooked up with him because like I think they were still at a point where they were trying to figure out, you know, how they wanted to approach non-monogamy. So I've like never made any moves at him. And on top of that, like I didn't know all their rules. So again, I've just never made any moves on him. And even though this was like his birthday orgy, I was like, I'm not going to make any moves. But at one point, I was kind of cold and we were like hugging, and then he asked if we could play, and with his girlfriend included. And I think his girlfriend is really pretty too, like she's hot. And so I was like, absolutely. So the three of us started playing, and it was actually like such a fun threesome, and it was super hot. His dick is great. Great length, great girth, great like aesthetic, everything. And I just remember when because I'd never actually seen it hard, and I just remember I was like, now I understand why she homegirl was like gunning for him. Anyways, we had a really fun time, and I didn't realize it at the time because I was like so engulfed in the threesome with them, but like so many people after were like, that was so hot to watch. Like I got that compliment for like from literally three people, and I was like, I had no idea y'all were watching. But I had this like really great orgasm at the end too, because I hadn't really come in a while, and so I had like a little bit of pent up energy there. And then lo and behold, and this is what I do. Okay, I don't know if anyone else experiences this, but if someone's go pounding into me really hard, if I like pop their thing out really quickly, it will like
their dick.
I know. You gotta remember, I don't like bleeping out every single word. Anyway, if I pop their dick out really quickly, it can like give me kind of like I think it's more of like a cervical orgasm, because it's not G-spot and it's not clitoral, but it's definitely an orgasm. So I think it's cervical, and it like it feels like a full body, like it looks like I'm having convulsions.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's what, so basically,
sorry, I don't know why I'm yawning.
I don't know either.
Anyways, I hit a wall.
You what?
I hit a wall.
I know, I need more caffeine. Anyways, he had given me a G-spot orgasm, and he had been going really hard, and he gave me a G-spot orgasm, which guy hasn't done that in a really long time.
And when he did that, I was like, ooh, I wonder if I just like pop him out, if it'll give me that like same cervical orgasm that I always get when if I pop someone out. And so I did. And so then it was like a twofer. And it was like literally such an intense orgasm. I remember the next day someone was like, wow, that was something else. And I'm like, I could not control it, but it was amazing. And yeah, phenomenal. Wow. 10 out of 10. And then I went home. That was it. That was an orgy. I don't know who else stayed, but I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, it was a really great, fun birthday orgy. I am so glad I brought the cake. I actually, one of our friends wants to, or she recently had a gangbang, and we're actually going to have her on the pod to talk about it. It's going to be audio only, but I really want to hear about it. It was her with 8 dudes. I think that's a really great turnout for a gangbang. Anyways, and when the next night we were talking about the gangbang, and I was telling Cami how we're going to record about it. And then I was like, oh, wait, her partner's birthday is coming up soon. And I was like, well, what if we throw a reverse gangbang for him? And she was like, oh, my God, absolutely, we should do that. I was like, invite me, because I've hooked up with him before and he's so fun to hook up with. And at that point, I was like, and I'm going to bring a cake to this one, too. And they were like, they were there at the other orgy. So they saw the whole thing with the cake, partook in it as well. And they were like, oh, absolutely, let's do the reverse gangbang with a cake. So, yeah. Cami said I'm like Steve Aoki.
I forgot I said that.
My one-liners have been hitting lately.
Yeah, except not in that moment. But if you don't know who Steve Aoki is, he's a DJ that throws cakes at people in the crowd. So, anyways, I guess I'm the cake fairy at orgies and gangbangs. So, stay tuned. Hopefully, that will happen.
Honestly, I want a piece of cake right now. Do you want to go to Milk after this?
Yes. Well, let's go take the dogs on a walk and we'll stop by Milk and get cake.
Okay.
But yeah, I really hope she throws that birthday reverse gangbang for her dude. I will be there and I'll bring cake. So yeah, that was the birthday orgy. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun at it. And I'm glad that like, even though I wasn't like super sexual, like I went for the threesome and just kind of leaned into it. And I had a great time and a great orgasm. And yeah, 11 out of 10.
I had a fun night nonetheless.
And then we're actually going to another play party this weekend, so we will be doing an episode on that as well. We haven't been to this play party in LA yet.
We're doing an episode with the founder.
Yeah.
So he wanted us to attend. It's for the play. He wanted us to attend one of his parties so we could see like what they do like compared to other play parties, and then record an episode on it. So yeah, we'll do an episode with him. Next week, after we attend this weekend.
It's a Matrix theme. I don't know what to wear. Everyone said leather and black sunglasses. So I'm going to wear those sunglasses that we have, the black techno ones. And then I think, honestly, that even though I'm going to rewear it, that one outfit that I bought from the Etsy shop that I really like. I think I've posted that one on Patreon, so you guys might already know, but I'll post it on Close Friends again as well. But I think that's what I'm going to wear.
Maybe I'll wear my red leather or red latex.
Oh, you should, because apparently in the Matrix, there's a girl that wears a red dress.
Well, this is more of a maroon, but yeah, it's the skirt that I wore to the
No, that's a great idea. I think you should.
I know. I haven't worn that skirt in a while.
Yeah. Do it.
And I think it'll fit nicely.
Oh, yeah, because you lost weight since. Mm-hmm. Anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode.
Yes, I hope y'all enjoyed. I'm sorry I didn't do much commentary. I wasn't there. I'm really glad you had a great time. All of the people that were at that party were like really good friends of ours. So I'm sad that I didn't get to have that quality time with them. But
it did make me think though, and to your question earlier, like it would be fun to throw like a birthday orgy.
I know, because you could do one here.
Yeah.
Just move all the cats upstairs.
Put a couple mattresses down here. There's enough room for a couple mattresses.
Yeah, put mattresses. Maybe, I don't know what you want to do about that. Move the couch back so it can be like a fun little...
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll... Yeah. You were going to throw like a birthday gangbang that you never did.
I know. I wanted to do a birthday gangbang for my 30th, but that never happened.
Well, we had just gone back from Dubai. Mm-hmm. And we were gone a while.
Eclipse season, yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. So it was just kind of hard to, like, really... Like, because we literally got back right before... right after... Or our birthday was right when we got back from Dubai, so like the logistics would have been a lot.
But I'm thinking, I'm like, what do I want to do for our 31st birthday?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Our 1 year into 30, I think it should be something fun.
Yeah, well, it's 6 months from now, so we got time.
Yeah. And apparently, I'm planning another event soon, so.
Oh, yeah, stay tuned, guys. We're going to be doing another event in LA soon. More details to come.
Yes. Time for me to put my planning hat back on
and do it. All right. Love you guys.
Yes. Have fun. Wear condoms. Have fun during this eclipse season. Be safe out there. Wear condoms. And don't forget, doubleteampodcast.com has all relevant links. Leave us a 5-star review, please. And also use our links and codes. Yeah. Go shop on BathMate. Get you a penis pump. Use our codes. Get you some savings. And yeah, wear condoms. We love you.